Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
You know, as a person who was, you know, moved to L.A. or from New York, I came across very sick, insane people. It was my duty to stay away from crazy or sick, insane people or criminals. I had a very bad experience of atrocity, as today, there were some very sick and insane people coming over to my home, trying to press my buttons real loud talking and so on. They even followed me around. After nearly 17 years of stalking and craziness and so on, I'm concerned, where's the cops, where's the smart team? I also believe that these people are being paid by a nearby person who lived near me to make me angry. Now, nobody does this who's well or sane or who's law-abiding. I think the police department needs to come over here. If they don't know how to, if they do this for 17, say they've complained for 17 years. 17 years for what? I don't owe them anything. In fact, I don't even know them. They were from nearby Vol Street, and they had crack addicts, and they're mentally ill. These individuals were outside, said they were angry because they wouldn't become a counselor, mental health counselor. And I'm like, that's crazy. That's insane. I don't know what they're talking about. I hope that the SMART team or the psychologist could put them in the hospital and also can arrest them for any crime, as well as the person who's paying them to make me angry. Because I know that they're trying to make me angry. One of the reasons why is because they're jealous because I own a home, or they don't like me personally, and there's prejudice involved. Those are not good excuses to try to target me for insanity. We know the basic common sense. If someone wants to be a mental health counselor, they can do it. They can just go ahead and do it, go to school and do it, and go work over there. I can't deal with no mentally ill population. One big reason is because of dealing with crazy people, some of them who came over here try to harass me for a long time. And these individuals are very dangerous. Their mental health is acute to their antisocial behavior. They say they're from South Los Angeles coming up to, the San Fernando Valley. I mean, that's crazy. Or coming up to West Hollywood or someone and harass people. Why are these people locked up? I heard they were in boarding cares. I hope they can take them from the boarding care and lock them up. I'm not interested in mental health counseling. And they keep saying it over, oh, we need a leader. I need a leader. I hope that they can be checked by a mental health professional to be locked in a mental hospital or prison. But such dangerous characteristics and obsession, sitting on the street complaining. I don't understand that. The same individuals was also talking about me in my home, saying that they were, making these false allegations, delusional allegations that they were looking at. We all know there's a crime against PPM in homes or installing things to look in. I mentioned that before, and I don't want to mention it again. Unfortunately, I hope that they can get put in prison or a hospital. The prejudice situation is that one of them were calling me the N-word and using racial slurs for no apparent reason. And then they made this good say, oh, I ain't working. Well, there's millions of people who ain't working because of COVID. And I don't know what they're talking about, but whether I was working or not, there's a lot of people who ain't working who don't get harassed. That's normal. It's not normal to be out of work, but it's normal. It happens all the time. That doesn't mean you're crazy. They just ain't working. They don't know how to mind their business. As I said before, people don't know how to mind their business have mental illness or are criminals or both. So we have mentally ill people in the society, homeless people, and insane people who sleep on the streets. Okay? And I experienced them. These people are not well enough to even to be living next door to people. They should not be even living in condos, condominiums, apartments, or so on. And that includes anybody who's trying to make them, the people who are trying to make me angry or any other allegations related to it. But it is true about these crazy people. I think that most people who are mentally ill, who have mental ill diagnosis, are not dangerous or are not crazy. But these people are mentally ill people who are simply crazy and too dangerous. You don't tell me or somebody to be a counselor and get angry about it. You don't complain about 17 years over some stranger because simply I own a home and they don't even know me. I mean, if I work for 17 years trying to go for a goal, like go to school or be a doctor or be a pop star or something, then that's a good reason, a rational reason to complain. Not to sit on my ass and complain because simply I ain't going to take advantage of somebody or be with somebody who don't want to be with me. I mean, that doesn't make sense. I experienced an atrocity of coming across very sick, dangerous criminals. As I said before, a negative situation breeds negative consequences. I don't hang out with crack addicts, seriously mentally ill people, alcoholics, because it's been shown that alcohol and drugs, including prescription drugs, have been the cause of so many homicides and so many thefts and robberies. It has been shown that the drinking drugs have caused so many crimes. It's a big portion of why people are sick, as well as mentally ill. You know, so what I'm saying is that if you're, you know, people who have been diagnosed as mentally sick and doing drugs and alcohol, or people who are drinking and drugs, whether or not they have a mental problem or not, or has caused a lot of homicides, robberies, other very bad criminal situations, and I'm not going to risk it. As a person who experienced so many atrocities in my life and who became an artist because of it, homelessness, victim of crime, I was a victim of a lot of things, these individuals included, and I'm not going to take that risk by even being around or dealing with someone directly who doesn't have the capacity to respect boundaries or mind their business. And these people are strangers. You don't go up to a stranger and harass them simply because of their color of their skin or because you're jealous or because they don't want to be a leader of a program. That's sick. It's mental health that requires hospitalization. These people do not have the capacity to be around anybody. And I'm afraid that if they continue to come over to where I live, somebody in this building where I live or somebody nearby could get hurt if they don't put these people in an institution. Now, while drinking, I mean, if you drink champagne or whatever, that's fine. That's normal. But I'm just saying what the statistics are and what most crimes were committed by. Drug addicts, crack addicts. I don't hang out with no crack addict or crack dealer. I don't hang out with no drug dealers. I don't hang out with people who are sick, mentally, seriously mentally ill, because they're not well enough to understand. They might hurt somebody. But people who take prescription drugs, addiction, or drinking drugs, especially drinking alcohol, cause a lot of crimes and homicides in this society. And I stay away from that. I have to stay away from healthy. I have to be around healthy people. I also have to stay away from people who don't know how to take no for an answer. I mean, if you know, these people feel rejected by me simply because, even though I don't know them, and I don't want them around in my life, don't give them a right to harass. Or if I ignore them, that doesn't give them a right to harass. So I hope that something can be done about this, because I think somebody's going to get hurt if you allow an insane person or a dangerous criminal get away, or try to get something, if they try to get me angry all the time. Somebody's life could be hurt, and I'm saying that because it's the truth. Unless they have to get them locked up in a hospital or police station, for they don't harass or hurt innocent people simply because of their sociopathy or their sickness. It's unfair that I experience this because it happened so long with the individuals who I simply do not know. I also think it had to do with the celebrity thing, you know, me making music. That is no excuse to go 20 years. 20 years, I mean, 17 years is almost 20 years. And they still saying the same thing, doing the same thing. What was really interesting is that they have a criminal intent, because I am, you know, a college educator. I am an artist. I own my publishing company. And I do a lot of things. Okay, and for them to, they even have this motto of trying to drive me crazy so I can be put in the hospital, and that's not going to happen. What I would suggest is that I hope that the neighbors in this building be aware of the pros and cons of having seriously insane or criminals come over here and target me indirectly by trying to press my buttons. It only illustrates their insanity and their inability to take care of themselves. I think they need a conservatorship. If they're sitting out there on the street harassing a stranger who they don't know, which doesn't make sense, for nearly 20 years, and coming over here expectation, they need to seek. They need to have somebody to have them locked up. Because something bad is going to happen. They might commit a crime. They might do something, a serious crime, robbery, murder, or something, and somebody don't stop. And I'm saying that just what happens when insane criminals get away with murder. If people hear me say this, I'm saying this in general. This is not an alarm. It's just a fact. Nobody does that who's well. Nobody. If they're jealous or whatever, get off their ass and they move on with their lives. If they were sane, they mind their business and stop coming up with conspiracies or stuff. And another really dangerous antidote to this situation is when I complain about them or try to get them help because I think something's wrong. They try to twist the whole thing around and say, I ain't well, or I am crazy. I am not. I'm telling the truth. I would never target a stranger simply because they're doing something to better themselves. I would never harass somebody simply because they don't want to be a mental health counselor. I would never allegedly trespass in someone's home because I'm nosy. That's crazy. That's illegal. That's not normal. That's insanity. And that's criminal. So that is what it is. Because we have to keep safe. I mean, the homeless population have gotten too much. And for me, I have to be careful who I'm hanging around. I have to make sure I'm safe in a safe area. If they continue to stay out there on the street, something bad is going to happen. These individuals have criminal records. They probably have several felonies, which I believe. They've been in jail before. They were in the mental hospital before. They have a drug and alcohol dependency on cocaine or some drugs, which they should be checked. I'm not talking about somebody who doesn't have a criminal record, meaning somebody who never been convicted or had a court dismissed or whatever. I'm talking about somebody who's been have a misdemeanor or felony. They've been in the hospital before. like in L.A. County, like in the last 5 to 10 years, they have a drug and alcohol dependency, and they have a mental problem. They have major depression or so on. I believe it's a combination of the mental health diagnosis as well as the alcohol and drug dependency, and they've been in prison. They're a criminal. I believe they've been in trouble with the law, and this is an urgent concern. These individuals out there have trouble with the law before. They've been in prison. They have a drug and alcohol dependency, too, and they have mental health problems. So that's a deadly combination. Because those are the ones who do all the harassment and targeting, usually. Sometimes it's just a racist person or a prejudiced person. It's no excuse, especially in California, which is very liberal. They don't tolerate racism, in especially in Hollywood or San Fernando Valley or San Gabriel Valley, wherever. They don't. And they come over here and say the conservative or whatever. This is not a conservative majority. Of course, there's conservatives out here who don't do those things, don't say those things. The important thing is the rationale about how I know how to deal with people and regular or, let's say, healthy people is they mind their business, they keep to themselves, and they do their own thing. We get involved if there's an emergency or something. These individuals don't know how to learn on it. They trespass on individual strangers. They want to target. They don't know how to respect boundaries. And you should check these individuals if they got a misdemeanor or a felony, several misdemeanors over the last 5 to 10 years. You should check, or in the past they've been in jail a long time, or they have a drug or alcohol dependency. They're on crack cocaine, or they're alcohol drinking all the time, sitting out, can't take care of themselves, or they have trouble with, you know, again, trouble with the law, have some drug alcohol dependency, and they have a mental diagnosis. Those are the ones where that's what I believe these individuals are. And I don't hang out with crack addicts or crack dealers. I don't hang out with insane people who do crazy things to people because they're dangerous. I don't even hang out with alcoholics because I had bags, because I realized the connection. In my own family, when my father, as an alcoholic, had did a lot of things that wasn't good, it put him in prison a lot for alcohol. So I know what alcohol can do, so I don't want to hang out with no alcoholic either. Those are the people who have problems. But I'm going to repeat, people with mental health diagnosis, majority of them, most people with mental health diagnosis with manic depression, schizophrenia, are good law-abiding people, okay? It's just, unfortunately, some are not. Most are, but a few in the population are not law-abiding people, and I'm dealing with them. And I got to keep it safe, so I have to call the police. I have to wear. Be careful. Careful who I'm with. Based on my bad experiences and based on dealing with bad people in the past, because I was more open when I was younger, but I came across the worst people. And I'm not going to risk myself or put myself, my life in jeopardy with some criminal or some alcohol or some ex-convict looking for another person to harm like these individuals. Or get people to make me angry or try to press my buttons through harassment, which require either restraining order or something. And that's the truth. Nobody should go through this. I experience this a lot. Simply because I'm trying to get a own a home and go to school or my artist. That's not fair to me. This is a system should lock them up. You don't do that to people. And they question my health. My health is fine because I'm telling the truth. I mind my business. I don't target people. I don't make up stories. I don't do anything to harm an innocent person. How we deal with people in society, especially if you live in condominiums or townhouses, apartment buildings, or if you, even if you're living in your own home next door to another person, you mind your business. If you don't know how to mind your business, then the law got to be involved because you got some mental problem, period. And last thing I'm going to say, those individuals who target me have criminal records. They've been in prison before. They have mental health diagnoses, and they have alcohol and drug dependency. That's a deadly combination. Good day, good night from Duff Knight, because I stay away from those type of people. No dangerous people around me. No alcohol and drug-dependent people around me, because they cause too many problems. No crazy, insane person around me who targets people who lack the ability to mind their business, because they hurt people. Like I've been hurt for several years for no reason because of someone's insanity, prejudice, conspiracy.